Remember, nobody beats the Wiz.
Pick up your free passes to K-Rock's exclusive screening of Casualties of War, starring Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn at the Wiz, 86th Street and 3rd Avenue, or 33rd Street and 5th Avenue.
Age 55 on WXRK New York, 92.3 K-Rock. With more music and Vince Skelta next.
We've got to get away. We've got to run away.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
No, it's not. It's a heat wave.
It was a twister that at least the air would move a little bit, you know?
Kansas anymore.
Which means it's time for Idiots Delight. It's a minute or so past 9 o'clock on this Sunday morning. Good morning. I'm Vince Kelsa. It's the middle of the summer. The air is still. Except for in the middle of the night. It's not a breeze that's moving in the middle of the night. It's other things.
Questions and you
sometimes in midsummer in New York City. The only thing that's blowing is the cat playing the horn over there on Fifth Avenue over by the Trump Building. It's the only thing that's moving in the air.
A boy is born in hot down Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough. Just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough.
Thank you. small town. I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us. He used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Lord, I recall my little town, coming home after school, flying my bike past the gates of the factory. After it rains, there's a rainbow, with all of the colors are black. It's not that the colors are there, it's just imagination. Back. Everything's the same back in my little town. My little town, I never met nothing, I'm just my father's son. Saving my money, dreaming of glory, twitching like a finger.
Out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to bed. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run. The coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. Bando. On the dirty boulevard, he's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hunger, your tired, your poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled mass is left flooding to death. Get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out.
Oh, but you got to catch that breeze in order to fly away. And the breezes are few and far between. Some city music, some summer city music, some midsummer city music here on Idiot's Delight on 92.3 K-Rock. Starting off with just a little section of Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream as performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. André Previn conducting, my dears. And then a recording that goes back a bunch of years. Anybody remember that band? They were a New York City-based band called, the full name of the band was J.F. Murphy and Salt. J.F. Murphy was the lead vocalist in the band. So the name of the group was J.F. Murphy and Salt. They recorded a bunch of albums back in, I guess it was the early 70s. From an album called The Last Illusion. That's a song that on one of those, you know, really hot, sweltering, airless nights driving through the city, that song always comes back to me. I just hear that whole New York City, won't you breathe on me, that line, you know, it comes back and haunts me over the years. New York City is the title of it, from The Last Illusion. And then Stevie Wonder, haven't played that in a while. You know, isn't it interesting how Stevie sort of went out of, like, hip fashion? There was a time back in the 70s when it was, when Stevie was just everybody. I mean, the great thing about Stevie Wonder was that everybody loved Stevie Wonder. That he crossed racial barriers, he crossed critical slash commercial acceptance barriers. You know, the critics loved him, the people loved him. I mean, Stevie Wonder was like everything and everybody to everybody, you know? And I don't know when it happened. It was sort of a transition period there where all of a sudden, I don't know, was it when he started selling his songs to the phone company for commercials? Was that when it happened? Hey, Eddie Murphy was in Glen Ridge, New Jersey the other day making a commercial for some Japanese car company that's only going to be, or maybe it was an American car, I don't know what it was, but it was a commercial for a car that's only going to be shown in Japan. You know about that? There are actors who do that, who only make commercials for foreign markets. Actors of what we would consider to be stature of some sort. I don't know if I can. When I think about this, I think of like Sylvester Stallone. I mean, not that Sylvester's stature, but Sylvester Stallone does not do commercials that you see normally on television, right? Or a Paul Newman, or a Dustin Hoffman, or people like that. But I can't think of anybody specific. I know I've read about it over the years. That there are actors of that ilk, you know, who would never think to do a commercial, who would never become a pitch person or spokesperson for a major advertiser or corporation or product or whatever here in the States, because they don't want it to tarnish their quote serious image or their whatever image. But they'll do it for overseas markets, and very specifically for Japan, and they can make an awful lot of money doing it. Well, Eddie Murphy was in Glen Ridge this past week, right around my old stomping grounds, right sort of on the Glen Ridge Montclair kind of borderline area there, making a commercial for a car company that would be shown in Japan, a commercial that, according to the Star Ledger article about it, is being paid millions and millions and millions of dollars for this thing, you know? And, of course, it'll never be seen here. And we mostly never even know about it, and we wouldn't know about it except for the fact that it was local news that Eddie Murphy was in town making a commercial. Eddie Murphy and I used to go to the same car dealer. Well, he had a Porsche or something. I don't know. I had a Volvo, and he had a Jaguar. I don't know. It wasn't a Volvo, you know. But it was one of these dealers that it dealt all these Highline cars, and like the low end was the Volvo. I mean, so you can imagine what the high end at this dealer was, right? The Volvo was like, we'll sell you a Volvo if you really want us to. We'll sell you one. And I was there one day when Murphy, I was there for service, and Eddie Murphy pulled up in his thing for, I don't know from cars, I really don't. That's why I like Volvos, because Volvos, first of all, last forever, so you don't have to worry about thinking of buying a new one and going through the crisis, you know, the anxiety, the new car anxiety buying crisis. You know, you never have to think about it. You buy a Volvo once, you got it for a long time, and if you should happen to want to buy another one, it's exactly the same as the one you bought 10 years ago. It's exactly the same. They never changed them. It's great. That's why I love Volvos. But I was there in the service department of this car dealer on Bloomfield Avenue, Montclair, complaining about the squeak. Oh, no, I was complaining about the brakes.
we got Volvo owners out there. You know, the Volvo brakes. This was my first Volvo, and I didn't know that the Volvo brakes are supposed to squeal all the time.
Oh, that's the way they're designed that way.
They're designed to squeal all the time, every time you step on.
Well, that's the brake. It's, you see, it's the meshing of this and of that. And unfortunately, if you want to have a real good brake, it has to... It's European, is what it is, you see.
No. You see, every time I step on the brake, it goes... It sounds like the whole thing is blowing up.
Well, no, that's the way they sound.
Volvo owners will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's my first Volvo. I was complaining about the brakes. And all of a sudden, there's like this wave of silence, you know, like we're in the garage and there's all this noise, all this banging and clanging and motors and engines and everything. All of a sudden, everything stops. It was like the whole thing was staged. And this car pulls in, this sports, I don't know what it was. It was a Jag or something. It was a very expensive sports car. This car pulls down the driveway, down a ramp sort of into the garage, and it's Eddie Murphy, and there's like all these people walking and looking, just staring at him, but trying to be cool and pretending that they're not really, that they didn't really follow him in from the sidewalk. And he's got this big grin, this big blank-eating grin on his face. This is like the height of Saturday Night Live. It was when he had just broken and had just become this huge phenomenon, but he hadn't gone off to movies yet, you know? So he was still like, I don't know if he still enjoys it as much, but he was enjoying it then. He was enjoying the whole thrill, the whole kick of it, of being 19 or 20 or 21, however old he was when he broke real big, and driving around in cars like this and having people stare at him and stuff. And it was like, hey, hey, yo, hey, well, wait a minute, hold it, my Volvo, the brake squeak, screw your Volvo, get out of here. Forget about it. Go away. We got to take care of Eddie now.
Gee whiz. So he was in Glen Ridge making a commercial, but he made it already. He missed it. So we heard, what did we hear there? We heard Midsummer Night's Dream, the scherzo, however you pronounce that word. So we heard a little bit of it, you know, sort of recognizable melodic thing from Midsummer Night's Dream. It's one of my favorite pieces of classical music. J.F. Murphy and Salt, New York City. Stevie Wonder. Oh, because Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder making commercials, selling a song to the phone. I remember now why we started talking about Eddie Murphy. Sometimes it bothers me when I lose track and I forget how I got to where I am. I know it doesn't. I know you could care less, but it bothers me. Simon and Garfunkel, that reunion song of theirs that appeared on both of their respective albums at the time. The Simon album was Still Crazy, After All These Years, My Little Town, and Lou Reed with Dirty Boulevard at 92.3 K Rock from the New York album. Now we're not through with this, because there's actually the whole reason why I started playing all these songs has to do with a song that I haven't played yet, and I have to get to it eventually, because it's what kicked off the association with all these other songs. But we'll do it right after this.
Lick of All Reasons, An Evening with Phoebe Snow.
August 17th, the new written original, up close and very personal. Phoebe Snow.
Every night I just wanna go out, get out of my head.
The Ritz is on 54th Street, west of Broadway. Be there.
Something real, one time before I die.
For a memorable night. An Evening with Phoebe Snow. All seats are reserved and on sale now at the Ritz Box Office. Ticketmaster office or call Ticketmaster Charge out of the Capitol Theater in Passaic. Don't miss An Evening with Phoebe Snow. The night belongs to Michelob.
I could swear it was a conspiracy. First, my sunroof stuck open, so I got to work disguised as a mop. Then, my secretary's computer lost its mind. Next, the copier ate my whole 20-page presentation. Talk about bad karma. I broke my heel on the way home, so I limped into Bennigan's.
Just a little bit. Whenever you need to escape from the everyday, go straight to Bennigan's, where they make it easy to take it easy.
At Bennigan's, everything seemed all right.
Hi, Janet and the gang are waiting for you.
Janet's the kind of girl who can eat like a great white shark and stay thin as a whale.
And some potato skins?
Oh, yeah, and some broccoli bites and chicken taco salad.
Just a light snack, Janet.
Me, I had a burger that was perfect. And sometimes perfect means a lot.
Escape to the people who help you unwind with the kind of food that leaves the everyday far behind. Finnegan, your escape from the everyday.
Due to popular demand, Sandstone Auto Galleria has extended the biggest markdown event in automotive history. Half price or more. If we were unable to help you due to the massive overcrowding, come back! If you haven't seen this sale yet, now's your last chance. This Monday only, 9 a.m. to midnight, cars and trucks marked down to half price or more. Every new and used car and truck marked to half price or more. Lincoln's, Mercury's, Mercury's, half price or more. Toyota's, half price or more. Nissan's, half price or more. Even used cars and trucks marked to half price or more. Save thousands only at Sandstone Auto Galleria, Route 1, Woodbridge. And only Monday, 9 a.m. to midnight. Every car and truck marked to half price or more.
All right, so are we. What? God, put a price on yourself, and then decide if you want to mark it down a half price, or you know you want to put it on sale, or what percentage off? What percentage off are you? What do you rate it? I was discussing ratings the other day. You know, film ratings. You know, PG and PG-13, and G and R and all that. What do you rate it? What should we rate Idiot's Delight? I think Idiot's Delight is rated, PG-13. Parental guidance suggested no one under 13. Well, you can come under 13 if you're, like, mature enough. What would you rate your life? I don't think I'd rate my life PG-13. There's some days when I would rate my life G. It's very boring. There are other days when it's a very definite and firm R. You know? How would you rate your life? Saw this new film, Parenthood, the new Ron Howard film. Steve Martin and Jason Robards and Mary Steenburgen. What is her name? Mary Sternbergen? Steenburgen? I can never remember. She's good. I like her a lot. Hi, John.
How was the movie?
The movie was very good. It's not a movie for children. It's sort of being advertised that way, like it's a funny, ha-ha, slapstick, stupid, like it's a John Candy movie or something, you know? It's not. It's a very serious, albeit very funny, but a very serious adult movie about parents and children. But little kids, I don't even know if teenagers, like young teenagers, would like it very much, because it's from an adult's perspective. It's not from a child's perspective at all. It's from a parent's perspective. And certainly not young kids. I mean, my daughter wouldn't like it at all. I wouldn't. You know, we were sort of thinking about taking her to see it. And we said, well, let's go see it first, because some of the reviews I had read of it indicated that perhaps it wouldn't be appropriate for children. And it's not. It's really not appropriate for children. There's a lot of sexual stuff in it, innuendos and stuff. And there's just the things that happen, the tensions and the anxieties and stuff and the emotion. I mean, it's all, like, very adult stuff. But it's real good. It's real good. It's a kind of movie you sort of laugh and cry through the entire thing all at the same time. While you're doubled over hysterical with laughter, you're also feeling this incredible pain and anxiety. I mean, it's a real truthful movie about parents and children. There's this extended family, Jason Robards and his clan. He has like four children, and they all have children, and some of those children are about to have children. And there's just it's this very episodic kind of a thing. And I forget what it was rated now. I think it was rated PG-13. And so we were discussing that and saying that it almost should be an R. And then I see things that are R, and I go, why? Why are they R? I mean, you know, it's like they measure them for violence, do they or don't they? They measure them for sex, for nudity, do they or don't they? For dirty words? I don't know. You know, what what the criterion is. Because I see R movies that are perfectly acceptable for younger children. And then I see these PG-13s and sometimes even PGs that are full of all kinds of horrible stuff. You know, and hardly a grown-up should even go to see some of these movies. So this is sort of a PG-13 with certain other reservations, this show. It's called Idiot's Delight. I'm Vince Gilson, and we're here on K-Rock. And we're here on Sunday mornings between 9 and noon. And for those of you who are new to the show, it's the show that it's the radio show for people who hardly ever listen to the radio. And we sort of dispense with the status quo, with the usual rules, and we go off on tangents. That whole first set of music was a tangent, actually, to the fact that I was planning to play this song from Living Color, from Vernon Reed's band. I was listening to this... What are you laughing at?
We're back to where we started.
Yeah, we're back to where we started from. I was listening to this album the other day, and I was listening specifically to the song Open Letter to a Landlord, and it kicked off all these associations of all these other city songs and neighborhood songs, and then that got into my head, The City in the Summer, and that's where that whole set began. But we never did play this. Living Color. On 92.3 K-Rock.
Now you can tear a building down, but you can't erase a memory. These houses will come down, but they have a this is my neighborhood. This
still fading away into the park. Go out for a little jog this morning before it gets too hot. Get that jog over with. And then go over to the bakery and buy a big bag of bagels. Bring them home, eat them. Feel okay because we went on a jog. Through Central Park. Ian Hunter from the album that was called Short Back and Sides. Well, it's still called Short Back and Sides. An album that came out a bunch of years ago. Central Park and West title of the tune. And Sylvain from what was, I guess, was that Syl's first solo album after being sort of inactive for a while? Syl was one of the New York Dolls, along with David Johansen and company. And the song was called 14th Street Beat, complete with actual on-the-spot subway recording to open and close, I think. 14th Street Beat. Sort of blending out of the subway that ends the Living Color song called Open Letter to a Landlord. Some neighborhood songs here on 92.3 K-Rock. This is WXRK New York, and I'm Vince Gelsa, and we have these messages and maybe a couple of more neighborhood songs right after this.
Carvel Loyo. That's frozen yogurt. We are making Carvel Loyo. In fact, it was invented in the Carvel chain about 50 years ago. That's right. Back in the 1930s, when my father invented frozen yogurt on our ice cream machine in Hartsdale, he also told me that old Greeks, 93 and 95 years of age, were able to chase nanny goats up the hill because they ate yogurt. Now that the American public understands the true value of frozen yogurt, we are reintroducing Loyo. We have the finest frozen yogurt you've ever tasted, Loyo. We didn't start yesterday. And we have a product that's superb. But if you're a yogurt eater, you'll be hooked on Carvel Loyo. Please visit your Carvel dealer. Thank you.
Loyo frozen yogurt is available only at participating Carvel stores displaying the Loyo sign.
Max, come in.
Hi.
Can you jump?
Jump?
Jump.
How high? You're looking at the world's greatest jumper.
Good. Remember, we're casting for a Toyota truck commercial, and there have never been more reasons to jump.
Okay, I'm ready.
Great. Now, don't jump till I tell you.
Right. I got my jumping shoes on.
Fine. How does Toyota pickups ranking number one in customer satisfaction of all trucks grab you?
Ooh, I feel a crouch coming on.
Good. How about Toyota vans capturing number one in customer satisfaction 2 years in a row?
Pretty foggy now.
Not yet. Toyota Land Cruiser also took number one in customer satisfaction in its class 2 years in a row.
You know, this is too much now.
Hold on. Toyota 4Runner, number one, 4 years in a row.
I can't stand it anymore.
Not bad. Next. Can you jump?
Toyota, I love it. Who can ask for anything more?
Satisfaction ratings based on J.D. Power and Associates 1989 Light Duty Truck CSI. Customer satisfaction with product quality and dealer service.
From highest up, the Golden Arches, ladies and gentlemen, Mac tonight.
There's a new game, a just for you game, at McDonald's. Blast back with Mac. Win your favorite food, add on that right. All the prizes, really take you back.
Pull the sticker on the medium or larger size Coca-Cola and win.
This ain't no jiving, you could be driving. A jazzy classic car, yesterday. It's so easy, you won't believe me. All you gotta do to win is play.
It's true, you got nothing to lose, no purchase to play. So give it a try and be a winner today. Win 25 cents, cheeseburger, or small prize. Listen to Mac, you wouldn't tell you no lie.
Come to McDonald's, clap back to Mac. Come on, take that back to Mac.
Premium food prizes are reduced price on sticker plus tax. Yeah. Prices may vary. Details of participating McDonald's.
Wabba, wabba. Speaking of David Johansen, has Buster Poindexter ever sung Mac the Knife, you think? That would be a perfect song for Buster to do. That finger snapping thing happening, get that old Bobby Darin thing happening.
Sue your tawdry, home is Lalinia, Lucy Brown.
Oh, if you go see Parenthood, look for what I think is a Ron Howard doing an Alfred Hitchcock. Right at the very beginning, I haven't read anybody referring to this or heard anybody referring to this yet, but I think right in the opening seconds, you know how Hitchcock used to put himself into his movies in crowd scenes and stuff? He'd sort of walk by, and it became a thing after a while, having to find Hitchcock. Well, it seemed to me that in the opening seconds, and we're so used to videotape now that I was looking for the button because I wanted to stop it. You know, I'm sitting in a movie theater and I'm going, wait a minute, hold on. Could you stop that, please, and play that back? Because I think that was Ronnie Howard. He just walked by in the stands in the crowd scene there in the baseball. Could you stop it, please? Where's the button? Where's my remote control? Stop the tape. Stop tape. But I'm pretty sure Ronnie Howard is in the opening seconds of that film. In the stands of the baseball scene. He's got a hat on and he's carrying hot dogs and soda or something. And he pauses for just like a split second and then walks out of camera range. So let me know if you think you see Ronnie Howard too. I swear to God, Barry Gordon is in this movie. Were you listening last week? You know, the whole Barry Gordon, Bruno Kirby thing? I swear to God, Barry Gordon, also in the very beginning of the film, he plays the part of the usher that sits down and mimes the Steve Martin fantasy character. But there was no credit for it. I looked for the credits at the end, and there was no credit for Usher. So it's got to be Barry Gordon. It's not Bruno Kirby. I know that. You had to have been here last week to understand what I'm talking about. Anyhow, we're hanging out in neighborhoods, musical neighborhoods. Most of them New York City, although maybe we'll leave New York City and hang out in some other neighborhoods. Maybe we'll cross the state lines and hang out in a Newark neighborhood as well. But this one is definitely a New York City neighborhood song. It's all about a woman who was a goddess of sorts. It's a real old song. Takes place on the Lower East Side. And it's the Fugs on 92.3 K-Rock.
Been out in the world, yeah, deep. Tetris half life. Set the curve into the deep. Blood in the feathers deep. Into the iron bound back in. Thank you.
17th Street love to get down. And if you do, come on and join us. Doctor done got rhythm to the health man, hand drum rhythm. Somebody man got the stick to the 180B360 degree. Gonna add a few more entries, gonna get a little bass, a little boots, drums, and if we can get you, we got everybody. I done a lot of traveling. I seen a lot of pretty faces. I done my way out to songs in the extraordinary places. I come from 73 and that's on the other side of town. But if you see me with my brother, don't you dare go no further. You know we're gonna get it.
I've been lonely so long. I'm not somebody. I've been lonely.
That's a new recording of an old song from Laura Nero, Wedding Bell Blues. And it's on this new live album recorded at the Bottom Line. As a matter of fact, that's the title of the album, Laura Nero, Live at the Bottom Line. Recorded last summer. She's coming around again this summer, towards the end of August. She'll be back at the Bottom Line, kind of celebrating, I guess, the release of this album. First new album from Laura Nero in a while. It's got some new songs on it. It's all live stuff, but, you know, all live performance, that, like I say, from the Bottom Line. But there are new songs, as well as some of her real classic oldies, like Wedding Bell Blues. Stone Soul Picnic is on here, and a wonderful version of When I Die. Laura Nero, here on K-Rock. Coming out of a set that began with the Fugs. Well, here's a strange assortment of characters on the radio here. The Fugs with Slum Goddess from the Lower East Side. Fugs back in the 1960s here on ESP Records. Thule Kupferberg and Ed Sanders and Ken Weir. Suzanne Vega. Across the state line now, across the river, in the Ironbound section of Newark from the Solitude Dancing Collection. There ought to be a new album from Suzanne Vega one of these days, don't you think? I think there's probably one in the works. Ironbound / Fancy Poultry from that album. Springsteen, of course, with the E Street Shuffle. The E Street Band from The Wild, The Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle. Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. Song that dates back to the mid-70s, 76 or thereabouts, I think. Live performance of a tune called 17th Street. Into the Young Rascals. Have been lonely too long. And finally, Laura Nero with Wedding Bell Blues. So, like I said, a kind of a strange assortment of folk. Folk? Did he say the dreaded F word? From time to time, we do play some folk music here on Idiot's Delight. On 92.3 K-Rock. Now, let me see. I think Laura Nero, yes, we have a Bottom Line commercial coming up. So, why don't we do it right now and mention the fact that Laura Nero will be at the Bottom Line at the end of August, the beginning of September. She will be there for three nights, August 31st, September 1st, and September 2nd. It's an evening with Laura Nero. Now, more immediately, on August 7th, which is tomorrow, the band called Deacon Blue and James McMurtry. Interesting. I'm planning to play music from both of these artists this morning. Well, Deacon Blue is a band. James McMurtry is a solo person. James McMurtry is the son of Larry McMurtry, the novelist. And he sort of approaches songwriting with a kind of a similar eye to his father, the way his father approaches novel writing. And Deacon Blue, I'll play some music from these people in a little while, okay? But they'll be at the Bottom Line tomorrow night, August 7th. August 8th, it's Boris Grebenshnikov from Russia. August 9th and 10th, A Hot Minute. This is a theatrical presentation. It's a musical about backup singers. And it features Vivian Cherry, Patty Darcy, John Fiore, Vicky Sue Robinson, and John Martin Green. August 11th and 12th, it's an evening with special effects at the Bottom Line. On the 14th of August, it's Dadanan, however they pronounce that. August 15th, Mike's Talent Show featuring Chucklehead and Mark Wiener with Carol Benner, music by the Feet Warmers. August 19th, Taj Mahal, opening act Angela Scott. And then on August 25th, speaking of Slum Goddess from the Lower East Side, look at this. This must have entered into my subconscious last week when we read this commercial, and I completely forgot about it consciously. But it must be why I played the Fugs this morning, because the Fugs with Ed Sanders and Thule Kupferberg will be at the Bottom Line on August 25th. And if you shout out Slum Goddess, I'm sure they'll do it. You probably won't even have to shout it out. August 26th. Oh, man. Remember when the Fugs tried to levitate the Pentagon? Back on one of those marches. Watching it with the Fugs and Allen Ginsberg and Abby Hoffman. The Fugs provided the actual music. And if there are people who swear it happened. There are people who swear it lifted off the ground 6 or 7 inches. I don't know. I wasn't there.
The Fugs at the Bottom Line on August 25th. On August 26th, it's 26th. It's an evening with Patrick Street. The 31st through the 2nd of September, as we mentioned, an evening with Laura Nero. And one of my all-time favorite people is coming to the Bottom Line in September. On the 14th and the 15th, it'll be Nancy Griffith. Speaking of people who should have new albums out soon, there should be a new album out soon, very soon, from Nancy Griffith. So perhaps that's maybe when it's coming out, towards the end of the summer, early September, and maybe that's why she'll be at the Bottom Line, just sort of celebrate the release of that album. All of these events take place on stage at the Bottom Line, 15 West 4th Street, in the heart of Greenwich Village.
We're taking you back with McDonald's fabulous fun new game.
Back. Hey, all the cats are being rocking. Blackback got the summertime bopping. No one who fails will ever lose. So forget your cares.
Throw away those blues.
Go to McDonald's, throw the sticker on the medium or larger soft drink, win.
Blackback, fantastic prizes. With Mac, in all shapes and sizes. Blackback, laughter with a classic car. With Mac, never taking you back. It's fun. It's cool.
You have to win. Maybe a 59 cent Big Mac. No purchase to play. Redeem food prize at reduced price on sticker. Plus tax. Prices may vary. Details with participating McDonald's.
If you think you've seen it all, you really haven't. The Wiz Home Entertainment Expo 89 is going on right now with the sights and sounds of tomorrow, today, with demonstrations of the biggest names in the home electronics industry at the Wiz. Sony, JVC, Sanyo, RCA, Sharp, Panasonic, and Toshiba. The latest in large-screen stereo TVs, camcorders with zoom lenses, portables in all shapes and sizes, digital audio components, and the technology gets better. See it all at the Wiz Expo 89, going on now at all 27 Wiz stores throughout the metropolitan area. High technology audio and video, the latest records, tapes, and compact discs at the most incredible prices anywhere. And while you're there, pick up a copy of our 32-page Home Entertainment Expo 89 circular. Remember, nobody beats the Wiz.
Pick up your free passes to K-Rock's exclusive screening of Casualties of War, starring Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn at the Wiz, 86th Street and 3rd Avenue, or 33rd Street and 5th Avenue.
I was a little worried about you there, John. John went out for coffee, and I thought I'd never see him again. This happens occasionally with John these days. He goes out for things, and he never comes back. He goes on vacation, stays away for 18 weeks. But no, the reason why I was worried about you is because it's summertime, and summertime means that we have the summertime Sunday weekend security.
That's right.
Filling people here at the building, and it's almost impossible to get into work. I mean, you work in a building like that where you gotta, like, you know, on off hours, where you gotta ring a bell and some guy's gotta come let you in.
Nobody speaks English.
Forget it, man. Well, it's not only that nobody speaks English, but there's nobody there, you know, because the regular guy's not there, and the guy that's on doesn't want to be there, so he's off sleeping someplace. You wind up standing out on the street like a mad person for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, banging on the door, ringing the bell.
And they want coffee.
Yeah, as soon as you went out.
What time you go out, man?
Coffee? As soon as you went out the door, John, I said, wait a minute, hold it. He's never going to get back in. There's nobody working down there this morning. You got back in. Did you get a job yet?
Oh, please.
Anybody out there have a job? We should do that, man. Johnny's looking for a job. Like, you know, a straight job, real job. I mean, but hopefully like a very hip straight job. Maybe there's somebody out there who's got a job for you.
Maybe do an unhip straight job.
Even he'll do anything.
I don't look hip anymore.
He'll do anything. You cut his hair. John got rid of his MTV hair. His rock and roll hair is gone, but it's not as short as mine. You threatened to get a cut as short as mine.
You got a crew cut.
Well, I got a boot camp. But yours is pretty short.
It hasn't been this short since St. Patrick's Grammar School. That's how short it is now.
I heard a story about you. I heard that you used to eat ice cream in your mother's house,
And you start, and your mother, you used to eat it right from the container. Is this a true story?
And I used to leave her notes at the bottom.
This is a fun
I used to eat an entire half gallon of ice cream and then leave my name on the bottom of it, engraved in the little bit of ice cream that was left.
You're a cruel person. She hated that. You'd eat it right from the container, like a half gallon or something.
Yep.
Yeah, and she'd get mad at you. Now, is it true that
no, she used to get mad because I used to save her a little tiny spoonful at the bottom, and she'd go, "If you're going to eat the entire half gallon, you might as well eat the whole thing."
Oh, I see. Now, is it true that the day you left, you left a note in the ice cream that
you
stole?
Yeah, I was even thinking about moving home, and
after
4 days of being back home again, I remembered all the reasons why I moved out, and that was one of them. And then when I left to come back up here, I ate a whole half gallon of ice cream, and I left my name at the bottom. I left hi, I left bye, Mom, at the bottom of the ice cream.
Just now when you were home on a visit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
4 days, that's all I can tell.
You're a cruel person. But your parents don't live around here anymore now. They live down south now.
Yeah.
So that's not home for you. The boy wants to stay in New York. So if anybody out there has a job for John, he's extremely capable, he's very good looking, and he's got short hair now, so he's presentable. Just give us a call.
I'm a college graduate.
955-9292. He's a college graduate. He was brought up by nuns. I mean, you can't go wrong. He knows rock and roll. I mean, there's nothing. He knows computers. He can do anything, this guy. And he eats ice cream like a horse. These little notes. So long, Ma. I'm a cruel person. We're talking about this guy, James McMurtry. His album is either out or about to come out. It's entitled Too Long in the Wasteland. And as we just mentioned, he is the opening act for Deacon Blue at the Bottom Line tomorrow night. And as I also mentioned, he's the son of Larry McMurtry, the novelist. And this is a song called Terry from his debut album Too Long in the Wasteland on K-Rock.
Off the track, send him away and he won't be back for a while. 15 years old, one night he lost control, straight shot, staggered out to the parking lot. Someone called a name, he was in no mood for games, he was irate, and caught in face. And it all went off in the blink of an eye. There's no turning back or questioning why. It was the heat of the moment, a flash in the pan, blood on the gravel and a long neck in the pan. Terry's off the track. Been gone 2 years and he ain't been back a time. Sent him to a school, pays attention and he minds the rules and he makes no fuss. Says he misses us. Plays his guitar low, in his room needs a 60 watt bow till the counter's just lights out. Then it all comes back, ringing in his ear. My God, boy, what you doing in here? What's the heat of the moment? The flash in the pan, never should have happened, and you know it never will again. A dream. 11 months he turns 18 and he's out of there. But you won't leave the walls behind. You're gonna stay with him a good long time. And in the heat of the moment, in the old age, don't take a second to throw it all away. Off the track. Send him away and he won't be back for a while.
Thank you.